Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The vaccination discussion turning to boosters once again. Aaron Katursky joining us now with the latest. You know, Aaron, still, even with a final decision on who is eligible, we still have a back and forth. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director, saying that frontline workers will be eligible. I'm watching Good Morning America up on our screen here, and they had the quote from one of the doctors on the CDC panel saying that this isn't about who deserves a booster, it's about who needs a booster. I mean, still some disagreement as the rollout starts today.
Well, there was a bit of a disagreement. The advisory panel from the CDC, after 2 days of meetings and going over the data, said that people over 65, blanket, over 65 should get a Pfizer booster. People who are a little bit younger, they said, should get a Pfizer booster if they have some kind of an underlying condition. But the CDC advisory panel left out any of the frontline workers who may be occupationally at risk, and that was something that the FDA had included. But the CDC advisor said the science just wasn't there that, you know, a 20-something-year-old teacher who's otherwise healthy needed a booster. So the CDC did not include some of those frontline workers. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director, as is her prerogative, ended up including some of those frontline workers, saying that they may want to get the Pfizer booster shot. It's not a must. But she left open the possibility that they would be eligible.
And then doesn't it kind of open up another can of worms when you say frontline worker? Who exactly is a frontline worker?
And she, I think, on purpose left it a little vague, because one of the things that we heard yesterday after the CDC advisory panel left frontline workers out of their recommendations was a group of nurses come up and say, hey, what about us? You know, we've been shouldering this pandemic. Now you're saying we don't immediately need a booster. And I think there's two different ways to look at it. The science advisors were looking at the science, and they were saying that health workers, who by and large are younger, don't necessarily need it if they're otherwise healthy, because the vaccines are holding up well enough. And the science right now isn't there to suggest a booster for someone who's younger and who's, you know, otherwise healthy. Dr. Walensky, I think, also looked at it maybe from a more pragmatic perspective to say that, you know, if these people want it, they too can be eligible to get it.
One thing I think would be a question for those eligible and who are going to be looking for a booster shot is on exactly where to get it. I think there is a point of confusion. You know, we've been hearing that there's 30,000 locations set up across the country to receive a booster, and a lot of people thinking, well, I can get the Pfizer vaccine, you know, anywhere. I mean, at the bus stop or, you know, something around the corner from me. Can I not get a booster there, too? Is there any clarification on that?
I've never heard of a bus stop giving out a
Well, you get the picture.
I don't follow that, Brian. But right now you can get it at many pharmacies. Many of the pharmacy chains are, in fact, hiring workers just to deal with the administration of boosters. And we know that the big pharmacy chains are going to get on a call today with the CDC so that they can reiterate some of the guidance that's been now put out publicly. And in many cases, that's where people will end up getting it. some municipalities are you know, reestablishing some of their vaccine clinics, and boosters will be given out there as well. So, you know, in the mass vaccination clinics have largely closed, but smaller ones are still open. So either from the municipal site or from your pharmacy would probably be the best places to go and get it.
And this is only for those who originally received the Pfizer shot.
That's right. This is only the Pfizer vaccine. The people who got Moderna or who got Johnson & Johnson, there are discussions underway about, you know, third shots, booster shots, or second shots in the case of Johnson & Johnson. Those decisions will be in the coming weeks.
Aaron, thanks so much for the update. That's Aaron Katursky joining us live. A lot of questions as these COVID booster shots begin to roll out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.